its current state here on WKAR. Should someone who has served time for a criminal offense be obligated to tell a prospective employer about their criminal history, even if it doesn't pertain to the job they're applying for? Nationwide, there are over 100 cities and counties that have decided to ban the box, removing questions about criminal history from job applications. Today, the city of Ferndale joins a growing list of Michigan cities adopting a ban the box policy. Current State's Brooke Allen spoke with several people involved in the effort to ban the box, including Ferndale Mayor Dave Coulter and Attorney Vince Colella. First, we hear from Monica Janer, a woman who struggled with checking the box.
I was incarcerated for 28 years and came home in 2007.
How was that for you to look for a job?
I have a bachelor's degree in behavioral science. I got an associate's degree in criminal justice, and I'm also a paralegal. So I had plenty of experience when I came home, and I really wanted to work with kids. I had been in prison where we had 13, 14, and 15-year-old girls coming to prison doing life sentences, and I just could not understand why we were sending our kids to prison, you know, and waiving them as adults when they're clearly not mentally adults. So when I came home, my plan was to work with juveniles and help and work with kids. So I applied for a job at one of the detention centers. And of course, I never heard back from them. And it dawned on me, okay, I have to hit this box that says you've been convicted of a felony, and nobody kept calling me back. What really frustrated me was that there was nobody with more experience to help kids than myself. You know, I went to prison at a very young age, and I could help kids, and I did help kids while I was incarcerated. So I really thought my experience would help these kids if I could get into some of those facilities. But no, people didn't see it that way. You've been convicted of a felony, and we're just not going to give you those opportunities to help these kids.
No matter your experience.
No matter at my experience, you know. So, yeah, I've worked, I created a mentoring program inside prison for the 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old juveniles. So, yeah, who better to come out and try to take those experiences and try to help the kids that are, you know, up and coming into the system?
So it just didn't matter.
Once I told them I was a felon, it was done. There was no more conversation.
Did anyone ever ask you, what was your crime, and did it even ever get that far for
they
you?
They never wouldn't even give me an opportunity to come in and sell myself. That's why I'm such a big advocate for the ban the box. Just give me the opportunity to come in and sell myself and tell you where I've been, what I've done, how I got to where I am, and my experience that would be, you know, they're the people that were going to suffer by not hiring me, because I can bring this experience to that table.
So under the box that you have to check, if there had ever been, or maybe there is, I don't know, like an explanation that you could, you know, if you have to check it,
exactly.
Is there something that you can say, can I explain? Or is there a line to say other that you can write in? Or is it just simply check the box and that's just
it? That's it. Yeah, it just checked the box. There wasn't a thing that says, tell me your story. You know, that's why I want the box off, so I can get in, tell my story, and let you see exactly what I've done and see that I would be an asset to your corporation or your business or your mentoring program. You know, so yeah, I didn't get that opportunity, and that frustrated me.
So that was in 2007?
That was in 2007, 2008, and I was very connected inside while I was incarcerated. I did prison legal services. I was a representative for the women that were in the court case of Kane versus the MDOC. So I came up to Lansing a couple days a week to represent the people. So I was extremely connected to a lot of attorneys. So when I came home, I knew a lot of different people, CAPS, who's the Citizens Alliance on Prison and Public Spending, which is driving all the legislation right now. I was connected to them. So everybody wanted me to get involved in the criminal justice system. And, you know, first I wanted to take a little vacation, but it didn't work that way. So I went to somebody asked me to sit on a board, and it was a board called ARROW, which is Advocacy, Reentry, Resource, and Outreach. It was a newly formed organization, and they were starting a reentry program. So everybody kept saying, Monica, go down there. You could do this with your hands tied behind your back. So I went to go get on the board, and there was a job opening. So I said, okay, let me go ahead and try this. I had no desire to do reentry work, but when I, you know, okay, they're going to hire me, because part of the stipulation was it was a Morehouse grant from Alabama or Atlanta, and they had to hire a felon for the position. So I was a token for the job.
So in a sense, they had to give it to you almost.
They had to give it to me because I was the felon with the most qualifications in that area. So that's how I got to this position. So the more I came into this, the more I saw that it was the community and the public and the people that were closing the doors on getting felons jobs. It was really frustrating.
But a handful of Michigan communities like Ferndale are trying to reopen that door. Ferndale Mayor David Coulter says a job applicant's voluntary disclosure of their past criminal history should not translate into an automatic rejection.
You're looking at someone to hire them for a job, and they come to you, and the box is no longer there, so you can't ask anything. And somebody says to you, look, I have something to tell you. I was in prison, and they tell you straight off the bat. What do you do with that at that point?
What I hope the interview team would do is consider that along with all the other factors related to that candidate. I mean, if they're looking for a job in the Treasury Department and they have an embezzlement on their record, you know what? That's going to be considered. And obviously that would be considered differently than if when you were 21, you stole something from the corner store. So it really, what it forces you to do is look at the offense and see how it relates to this person, where they are today, and the job that they're applying for. And if it's relevant to it, then of course you're going to consider it. And frankly, I think it would speak to that person's integrity for sharing that. But if it's not relevant, then maybe we can get past that kind of stigma that those people carry around with them for having that on their record.
Vince Colella is a trial attorney and a civil rights expert. And while he says that an employer should not discriminate against a job candidate if they have checked the box, the employer is still within their rights to ask the prospect about any past criminal history during the interview.
The fact of the matter is, if that question is on an application, the likelihood of them getting a fresh start or an opportunity to be employed is significantly reduced. And so the whole idea here is that while we're trying to protect the employer from hiring convicts or felons who have the propensity for committing a crime that's specific to that job, we don't want to exclude everybody.
Are there any downsides to this?
I think that there are two arguments for keeping the box on an application. The first, of course, is to protect the employer from liability. For example, if you are a bar owner, you wouldn't want to hire a bouncer who has a violent felony on their record. If I, as a personal injury lawyer, are investigating a case where a bouncer, assaulted a patron, and I got the application and I see that there was a felony conviction on the application, I would certainly be more apt to say, well, this employer probably negligently hired this individual. So it's a blanket way of protecting the employer from any liability. But really, I think the arguments that are being made nationwide is that it's cost savings, that the interview process in and of itself is expensive. And if we can eliminate candidates that we are simply not going to hire because they have a conviction on their record, we don't have to bring them in. We don't have to vet them through a criminal background check, all of the resources necessary to do that. So there is some cost savings, I think. An argument could be made, I should say, for cost savings and potentially liability.
Ferndale now joins three other Michigan cities, Detroit, Ann Arbor, and Kalamazoo, in banning the box.
So I expect that the ordinance will be formally adopted this evening, and then that will be the official policy of Ferndale going forward.
There's also a statewide push to ban the box, and Monica Janer is helping lead that effort. How many people do you think, or how many people do you know personally, have lost out on jobs who are qualified, who would be excellent workers because of that box?
Oh, I couldn't even count in numbers, but let me tell you, I help people get jobs. That's what I do for a living now, is in reentry and diversion. So the guys go in, they might get a temporary employment job at General Motors or one of the corporations, them or one of the different corporations up here. And through the agency, they can work for 6 months. But as soon as they're done with the agency, the corporation comes and says, we can't hire you because you're a felon. But they did a great job for 6 months. I mean, tell me how does that work? And there's nothing on the job that they could do. You know, I mean, they're driving a forklift or they're putting parts on a car. What kind of crime could they commit while they were on the job? But they worked for 6 months. They did an excellent job. No problems, no nothing. But they can't get the job because they have a felony.
I'm almost speechless.
Yeah, I absolutely, you know. So, yeah, my guys come in and this keeps happening to them over and over and over again.
So tell me what you're doing right now to get this box banned.
Well, I'm working with Representative Durhall out of Detroit, actually, and we've put in House Bill 4366 for the to take the box off the job application throughout the state. So that's our first step, that trying to do that will be with the state jobs. And then we hope to go with the private, the people that own their own businesses. All we want to do is give them the opportunity to get in the door.
Well, thank you so much, Monica, for joining me and for telling us about your experience.
No problem. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Brooke Allen.